one of my favorite shows, The Haves and Have Nots, and you were in the finale. Now, tell us, two-part question, how was it being in the finale, and will we see more of Dawn Half Kenny in Haves and Have Nots?
it was so much fun just being there. Another testimony that I love to share is that I actually started, you know, doing background work with Tyler Perry. And so it was so much fun, and it was also a testimony for me just to say, okay, you know what, this is where I started. But at the same time, I was in background, but now I'm in front of him, and, you know, I have speaking roles, so this is, like, it's just awesome for me. And he's so, you know, Tyler Perry, he genuinely wants to see us win, you know, and he's a great director, you know. I'm just like, gosh, I just cannot wait to see what else he has in store, because he's always doing something, writing, directing, the movies, television, like, he's doing it all. So, you know, he's definitely someone who I look up to, you know, being here in Atlanta, but, you know, just within the industry. As far as I have not, you know, that was the end of Dawn's, you know, I call her Kim. That was the end of Kim's character. But you never know, you know. Hey, there's always auditions going on for at Tyler Perry Studios, so you never know. They may call me back for another role, and I'm definitely going to go.
Okay. Saints and Sinners, you're Angela Park. Tell us about Angela and your role.
Yes, well, first I have to say thank you so very much to the fans and the supporters, because we are making history. We have the top greatest show on Bounce TV, and not only that, but we broke numbers with our first episode. The world premiere is breaking numbers, so yay to the fans and the supporters. Yes, thank you. So Angela Park, you know, she started off in season one just very quiet and meek and everyone's business type of character. But now she's developed into someone who she is definitely about her money. She doesn't play. She does whatever she needs to do to secure the bag, you know. But her character, she was also, season two, it was briefed on how, you know, she was damaged. She was promiscuous, on drugs, and but now, you know, she had the opportunity to meet Pastor Johnson, who's played by Richard Lawson, and once she got that opportunity to meet him and, you know, to work at the church, she said, hey, I'm not looking back, and I think that a lot of people can relate to that. It's like, hey, once you're placed in a better position in your life, you don't want to go back to where you were where you were before. So I think I love where the creators, Ty Scott, Shouts at the Tie, and the writers are taking Angela's character.
Why do you think folks have really gravitated to Bounce TV's Saints and Sinners?
I think it's just because it's a very relatable, although it's not real, it's a very relatable TV drama series. It talks about things that a lot of people can relate to. You know, there was a few people who approached me one day and was just like, you know what, I just love your character. She's so real. I know someone just like her in my church. There's always someone that's that one nosy person that's in everybody's business. And they're like, you know what, she's just like this person I know in my church. But you know what, thank you so very much. And I'm like, hey, that's awesome. But again, it's not real. It's just TV. But it has very real scenarios.
I see that you are an avid bowler. Have you ever bowled 300?
Oh, you know what? I'm almost there. Not quite.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious on those lanes. Like, I have my own ball with my name on it. My name is called D Slim. And I have my bag and my shoes. And on my shoes, it has lips. At the back of my shoes, I like to tell people to kiss my feet. You know, I kiss my shoes when I'm on the lanes, because it's like, hey, when I step on the lanes, I don't play. My form and everything is, I'm serious when it comes to bowling.
Oh, wow. How did you get hooked into bowling?
Oh, to be honest, I honestly feel like I've been bowling since I was a kid, but I haven't. I want to say it's probably something that I picked up in high school, just kind of hanging out with some friends. And we just started bowling. And I was like, wait a minute, like, I'm really good at this. And so after a few rounds of beating everyone, I was like, okay, you know what? This is just something I like to do. That's just one of my favorite hobbies. Like, if anyone says they want to go bowling, I'm like, hey, I'm in. I'm in.
Dawn.
Guys, it's so funny. I beat them all the time, and they're always so upset at me. They're like, we don't want to bowl with you anymore.
You are good, then. You are good.
Yes.
Dawn,
I am.
What's next for you?
I'm in the process of, I've already shot film a project called Black Privilege. And it's big things coming with that. I really can't talk too much about it, but it's, I'm also the producer and lead actress on that. So I'm really, really excited about that. But at the same time, I'm just back in the audition room, you know, auditioning, of course, adding the finishing touches to my book about my mother. And that's pretty much it. You know, I'm just living. I'm out here living the best days of my life. Like, I'm enjoying every single moment.
Well, Dawn, it has been a pleasure. Our guest, Dawn Half Kenny, she plays Angela on Saints and Sinners. Yep. And you never know where you may see Dawn showing up on your TV or big screen. Dawn,
stay tuned.
Yes. It has been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for letting us get to know you inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for having me. I appreciate you all.
It's our guest, Dawn Half Kenny.
Thank you.